This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Healthcare advocates began organizing voters this weekend around the issue of health insurance coverage in Texas. The state has the highest uninsured rate in the country, and state lawmakers have largely done nothing to improve that standing. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports that advocates are hoping to mobilize voters ahead of the next election and legislative session in the hopes lawmakers will pay attention.
A group of about 20 people are standing around on a chilly Saturday morning in southeast Austin, preparing to knock on some doors. Shane Johnson, who is part of a left-leaning group called Indivisible Austin, reminds the group why they're there.
So 5 million Texans are uninsured. That's mind-boggling. Is this right? Is this okay?
No.
Wait. I didn't hear any emotion. No, it's not okay.
This event was one of seven across the state aimed at organizing people around one issue, Texas's high uninsured rate. That includes the highest rate among children and women of childbearing age. And all these metrics have been getting worse. Yet in the past few legislative sessions, state lawmakers have done nothing to improve the rate. For one, Texas is among a minority of states that has refused to expand Medicaid to more low-income people through the Affordable Care Act. And earlier this year, lawmakers failed to take steps to make sure children kept their coverage. That's even though advocates like Laura Garicardis with the Children's Defense Fund of Texas have been urging the legislature to take health care coverage seriously.
Advocacy organizations really feel like enough is enough. And if the legislature won't listen to us, then our new audience is going to be Texans, everyday Texans.
Along with the Texas Organizing Project and the Center for Public Policy Priorities, Garicardis's group launched an issues-based nonpartisan campaign. The point is to knock on doors and talk to people about the state's coverage crisis and also collect their stories about what it's like to be uninsured. Garicardis says block walking is just the beginning.
This is going to be year-round organizing, and our very next step is to take the stories that we're hearing today to our policymakers and 2020 state candidates.
Mimi Garcia and Becky Bullard were among those advocates collecting stories this past weekend, including the story of Nina Torres.
You know, do you have health insurance or health coverage?
I actually don't. And the reason why I don't is because I opened up my own business.
Torres says she's having a hard time getting coverage through her husband's employer now that she's working for herself. Garcia and Bullard suggested she look into the Obamacare marketplace, although even if she signs up immediately, that coverage won't kick in until January. In the meantime, Torres says not having coverage has been pretty stressful. She says even if she feels really sick, she tries to avoid going to the hospital or a doctor.
I wait till the very last minute unless I absolutely need to go.
And there are a lot of stories like this in Texas. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, last year almost 18% of Texans were uninsured. That's better than it was before Obamacare became law, but under the Trump administration, that rate has climbed each year. Laura Garicardis says even with that trend, it's been hard to get lawmakers to prioritize health insurance coverage.
They have to pay attention to this because us working directly with policymakers, asking them, informing them, providing them the research about the consequences of leaving so many Texans, adults and children uninsured is not working. And so if we're the wrong messengers, then maybe the people of Texas will be the right messengers.
Garicardis says about 100 people signed up to Canvas last weekend during events in San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Austin, Galveston, McAllen, and Fort Worth. She says they plan to collect as many stories as they can in the hopes lawmakers will start to listen. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.